Hello, hi, and welcome. It's time for another episode of Feel Good Habits. These conversations in which my guests very generously share the strategies and techniques they use to get themselves out of a funk, motivate them when they don't really feel like being motivated. Maybe it's the thing that picks them up when they feel down or knocked down, and the thing that keeps them going when they can't really see what progress they're making. But nevertheless, they keep their eye on the prize. And in these conversations, they share their habits for not letting any of those doubts stop them. My guest in this episode is really Ree. Ree is such a ray of sunshine, so positive, never seems to let anything get her down, and just gets on with it. She has a blog, a hugely successful blog that celebrates its 10th year this year. She is a force to be reckoned with. She is constantly working. And she does it all by herself. So in this conversation, she tells me about how she stays motivated, how she deals with the competition, wondering what other people are up to, how she's her own cheerleader, why it's so important to surround yourself with the right kind of people who really know you and can give you that reality check when you need it, and so much more. Hopefully, you'll find this conversation as uplifting as I did. She is an absolute joy to be around, and she's so much fun to hang out with. She's one naughty woman, is our Ree, and I mean that by you can have a real lovely laugh with her, and it's always a bit naughty and a bit cheeky, and it always makes you always come away feeling very good for having spent time with her. So here she is talking about her feel-good habits. It's really Ree on The Emma Gunn Show. Ree, I always get really, I always find it really funny saying, talking about you, because I'm like, really Ree?
No,
it's Ree.
Really Ree.
Hi Ree, how are you?
I'm really good, really, really good, thank you Emma. How are you, my darling?
I'm all the better for speaking to you, my friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because one of the reasons I wanted you to take part in these conversations is because it has been my observation in the few years that we've known each other that you are a very good avoider of bullshit. So
I try to avoid bullshit. It's a bit like just don't let the buggers get you down. That's my approach to life, you know, just keep going, ignore the negativity, actually, I think, rather than avoid it, because you can't always avoid it, but you can definitely navigate your way through it, can't you? I think, in a positive way.
Do you kill it with kindness?
Often, yeah. I mean, I just think I try to work out what the person's aim was, and often I don't think people really do intend to be as horrible as they can be sometimes, and I think actually it's an expression of something else. So, and often if you face that with positivity, the person that felt negative doesn't feel quite so negative anymore, and it becomes softer and nicer, you know. So killing with kindness is such a big thing, though, crazily. Mm-hmm. No, it's slightly kind of calculating, isn't it, sometimes? And then you wonder how kind it really is.
I know what you mean, but I just feel like, as I said before, and I'm going to say it now because it sounded quite good, it feels like if negativity is the sea, the ocean, you are a ship who just never lets, it's never going to sink you, you're never going to let it on board, and no, that makes you a fun person to hang out with.
Yeah. Well, I just think I don't ever want the actions of somebody else to affect what I do or decide to do, so I basically just ignore, I cut it out. Like, I always think when you're trying to plan how you're going to move forward in life, I always think just keep going forward. Don't look to the left or the right. Just stay forward, but not too far ahead, because you get overwhelmed if you look too far ahead. So it's kind of like up, but look down a little bit. So, you know, it's like a racehorse, you know, you need to kind of know where you're going. And don't let anyone else put you off. Get your blinkers on a bit, because blinkers do work, even if it's a slightly, I mean, I do live in a world of denial as well as a bubble of makeup and skincare. But it works for me. You know, I don't need to be overexposed to negativity and sadness of the world, when sometimes you just need to make sure you're keeping going.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good advice. And it's why you're perfect to speak to about these habits, because essentially, I think we all develop a toolkit for what do I do when I'm feeling low? What do I do when I'm feeling rejected? What do I do? And the first instance is when you experience these things for the first time, they sort of knock you sideways, and then you sort of, you know, you learn and you move on. So to that end, If you are having a day, you're a self-made businesswoman. You've been on this podcast before and you've talked about being competitive and being ambitious and having no shame in that whatsoever, which is brilliant. I feel the same way. But what about those days that we all have where you don't bound out of bed, you feel like you'd rather just turn over and snooze your alarm and delay the day? We all have them, but what makes you not do that and get out of bed and get on with your life?
Well, I think first of all, what I do is allow myself to feel like that, really, because I think a lot of us, the reason we feel like that is because we're working all the time, but without even realizing. So we're all, you know, people, we check our emails. It doesn't matter what job you do, you're checking your emails in the evening. Sometimes you do a bit of work on Sunday to get ahead of the game. And then, so if Monday morning comes around and you're not feeling that on it, I think it's okay. Just think, actually, I did some prep yesterday. I mean, often we have to find the thing of like, allow yourself, because the minute you let yourself off, you actually think, oh, I could do this. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, like that whole idea of being told to do something, or you actually decide to do something. You prefer it when you decide, don't you? So it's almost like allowing yourself to feel that you don't want to do it, but then and say, actually, I don't. It just, you've got to face it. What how you feel is how you feel. And actually, sometimes just to look it in the eye and say, yeah, I'm not having a good morning, but tell you what, I did great last week. I did those extra hours. I'm going to give myself an hour here and then get on with it. Because I think actually, if you do allow yourself that little bit of a break, you can come back and go, right, I've done that now. I've acknowledged that. I've said hello to that. Now I'm moving forward. You know, so it's like, that's how I do it. Because I mean, Monday mornings for me, I hate Monday mornings. That's why I used to in the old world, go to Pilates first thing on a Monday morning. And it was a nice way to start the week, because I work in the evenings and I work at the weekends. And I'm just acknowledging the fact that actually maybe I deserve a nice, easy start to a Monday. So I think you do have to find the way to allow yourself and don't feel bad that you feel bad, because you're just making it worse.
Just agreed. Follow. And I've also had that thing before where I've like pushed and pushed and pushed, and it's like my grip on everything has been super, super tight. And then actually, if you do let go, you are rewarded in a way, is exactly as you're saying. If you just lean into it sometimes and acknowledge it by actually shifting your headspace a little bit, you actually get where you wanted to be anyway.
I think so. And actually, you know, we're all humans and we're all in the same boat. And just acknowledging that everybody feels like it sometimes as well. You know, everybody sometimes feels like they hate their life, they hate their house, they hate their job, I hate my blog, you know, oh my God, my son's a dick. You know, it's like everybody has it, you know. And actually you just have to say, yes, it's part of real life. Give yourself a break and then get back on it. I don't even know if that's good advice really, but it's just the way that I deal with it. You know, it's not, things aren't always perfect, are they?
Exactly. No, I think it is good advice, as long as it's not like, you know, always give yourself a break, but it's like when you need it.
Yeah, I think so. And praise yourself. Like, actually, I did that last week. I did this last week. I survived that. That was pretty awful, but look, I still got up. You know, this is the thing. We have to like, especially when you work for yourself, you have to remember you're the employee and the boss. And one of my best things ever when I worked for someone was getting praise. I mean, they could have like not paid me anything, but just a little like pat on the back, little rub on the head, you know, like just a good girl. Yeah, a little treat, you know, literally. That was honestly, it was, praise for me is so important. And that's why sometimes you have to praise yourself. And just, you know, because you miss that because life doesn't really work the way it used to in many ways. It's not, we don't have, and lots of us don't have traditional like working structure where, you know, you have your, what do they call them? That when you used to have your appraisal, yeah, and you'd be like, hey, I'm so clever and everybody loves me. And that, like, you really enjoy that. And I'd be like, yes, teacher's pet. But I miss that, you know, I do. So you have to be that for yourself sometimes.
You have to give yourself your own appraisal. So yeah. Also, I think what a lot of us talk about is, oh, I would do that, but I'm just knackered. I would do that. I'm tired. So we all have that threshold where we're like, I'm just too tired. What do you do in that situation? What's your habit for giving yourself a bit more energy, or do you sleep it off?
I always think, well, you know how competitive I am, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So I always think, right, if I haven't done this, but so-and-so's done this, how will I feel? Will I be annoyed? Yes. Will I think, oh, God, I wish I'd done that? And before I know it, I'm kind of getting some adrenaline going, which kind of gets over my, like, lackluster approach to wanting to actually do the thing that I'm supposed to be doing. So I just kind of set up my kind of goals and the scenario where I failed and how it would make me feel, and that kind of almost beats me up the arse to like get on with it and do the thing, you know. So I just imagine, you know, because I always think when I make decisions, I think, will I cry if somebody else does that? And if I do, then I'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, if say for example you get a proposition and it's not exactly that lucrative, you know, you think, oh, that's a bit of a, you're getting ripped off a bit there, you know, but it's so appealing. And how I decide is if I say no and they go to someone else and someone else does that, would I cry when I see the other person doing it? And if I would cry, then I'm going to do it, basically. That's I mean, it's a bit, it's a very childish approach to life, isn't it? You know, it's how I stay young.
No. No, but I think that's a good way of doing it. I can see the logic in it, because essentially you're not deciding about whether it's right for you or whether it's wrong for you. You're sort of removing it from you. Yes. To see how you feel about it objectively. That, yeah. I'm trying to reframe it like that, Ree.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, that sounds much cleverer than what I just described. But yes, I'll go with that 100%. Yeah.
No, I like it. Okay, so that's good. That's good for if you feel a bit... yeah, if you're not 100% sure. What about, you know, that feeling I think probably everybody can relate to is where you feel a bit defeated, where maybe you're having a spell at work where it's not just going your way, or maybe you feel like other people are getting the opportunities and they're all saying yes to them. Do you, that can make you feel a bit worthless. It can make you feel like irrelevant. Like Lindsay Kelk and I have this joke where we have a, I know,
me too. Did you see her IGTV the other day? She got all her ponies out, her My Little Ponies.
I can't cope.
Best thing ever. I just thought, oh my God, this is lifting my life. And that's what you need to do. Get IGTV out, Lindsay Kelk, My Little Pony episode. That will lift you up.
100%. Also, that woman knows what makes her happy. So she's buying vintage My Little Ponies during lockdown.
Yeah.
No, not mad at her for it. But we have a joke about this podcast that has never been published, but if we've had a bit of a crappy time with our work, we'll just out of the blue send each other a text and it'll be like, I'm so irrelevant because, and the podcast is going to be called I'm So Irrelevant. And each week we were going to compete to see who is the most irrelevant. And so irrelevant is where I'm going with this. But if you have ever felt like that, if you feel like you're being overlooked, you're trying really, really hard, but no one's really seeing what you're doing, is there a strategy or technique that you use to stay motivated and not take it to heart?
Well, I just think, look, if people aren't appreciating me, that is their problem. Don't let it, for me, I always say to people, do not let it stop you. You keep going, because these are decisions made by other people who obviously know less than you about your worth. So it's the same with negativity but feeling ignored, you ignore that, because actually it's beyond your control. Keep going. The worst thing you can do is give up at that point, because then you just literally fade into the background. You just... for me, it's like they will see that I make a difference. So it's almost, it gets my competitive streak out again, because I'm like, are they stupid? You know, it's literally just keep going, because ultimately it's like someone saying stop, but they're not actually set. If let me rephrase that. If you take it as someone telling you to stop, they haven't actually said that. They just haven't seen you yet. Hmm. So you just need to keep going, because if you don't, you are fading backwards. You need to always move forwards. And I just think, you know, keep going, because put it on your list, write it down. They will notice me. Put it on your Pinterest board of that I don't have. I always think I have a Pinterest board of, I do have a Pinterest board, but just not the actual physical one where I'm like, this brand will work with me. Mm. But in my head, I have a list. I've got a little note page on my iPhone in notes of things that I want to happen. So, and if it doesn't happen straight away, that's fine. Because when it happens in the end, it will be bigger and better. You know, it's like, I just think, keep going. Don't give up. Do not give up. And what did I remember? I said to you before, you haven't failed until you quit. And I'm a massive believer in that, because I'm still on the path. And that way I don't lose hope, because I haven't given up yet. So you're the only one that can control it, you know. So keep going. Don't give up. I've not failed.
And I remember when you came on the podcast ages ago now, but it was pretty early doors of the podcast, and you came around to my flat, and I remember I was, you know, wasn't making any money, work was very dicey, and we had a very honest conversation off tape, and I remember you, just before you got into your car, you looked back at me and you went, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Yes, because if you don't, let's be honest, the only thing you can do if you want to get where you're going is to keep going. And it's that simple, one foot in front of the other. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Like I say, don't look to the left, don't look to the right, forward, moving forward. So even if it's like a really basic thing, like write the next blog post or reply to the next email, just keep going. Just silence the noise and the voices in your head as well that tell you your shit and mirroring the fact that you've been ignored. Just silence it. Tell it, shush. Literally, I'm literally like, I can just go, shush, no, stop, and then and carry on and just keep going and fill your brain with the productive things of how you're going to get noticed. That's what I do, I think.
I like that, which brings us on to the fact you do create a lot of content and you've got the blog posts, you obviously got various things going on, but one of the characteristics of your output is that there's a lot of it, which means that... And I've worked on different titles, and I've worked on titles where you've made, you know, I've had to turn things around really, really quickly. And it's like 1 minute you're doing this, 1 minute you're doing that, and you're just churning out content basically. And you can just feel like it's on a bit of a conveyor belt and you can lose that inspiration. What do you do do you have a habit in place if you're feeling a bit uninspired, if the workload is really massive and actually you're looking at it all going, I'm not excited about any of it. I love my job on a cellular level, but today I'm looking at my workload and I am not excited.
I have to say that doesn't happen to me too much, because I really do love the products and the beauty and doing makeup and like the lotions and the potions. And it does make me so excited. Sometimes I do think, oh, because the part I hate is the photographing. I love writing. So I try to basically power through the bit I don't like, and I do it first. So I take all the pictures real quick, and then I can then like look forward to luxuriating in half the words never even stay in a blog post that I write, because I realize that nobody reads it anyway. So I just go and I let it all out, and it's like I'm like playing a piano and typing and waving my head as I'm typing about a lipstick. I mean, it's ridiculous. But then I'll go back and delete it. <'Cause I> just, you just have to do the bit, get the shit bit done, because in every job there's a bit you hate less. So do the bit you hate most first and fast, and just be like, right, let's just nail through this. Let's just get it done. And then really luxuriate in the bit you like, even if you're over egging the pudding a little bit. That's what I would do. Because I love the writing, but I hate taking the pictures. If I could just like take a photo by blinking, I would, it would make me so happy. I'm like, I just want to show what I can see. Because that's obviously, and that is how I feel about photos as well, because I'm not like a photographer or an arty. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at setting up a great Instagram shot. for me, it has, the product has to look how it looks. So yeah. Therefore, that's why I always think I'd love to blink and take the photo, because that's just all I'm trying to convey is what I can, is what I can see, basically.
A nice photo quartet that's got a bit of shimmer in it, you take a picture of it and it looks all flat and you're like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. I just need to blink. Let's just blink and take the, it's the shutter.
And we've established that you are quite a positive person, which means that actually these aren't habits that you have to really dig into, or that you have to, I don't feel like you have to dig into this toolkit too much. I think this is quite ingrained in your personality. But when the chips are down, if life is a lot, is there something that you tell yourself, or is there something that you do that you know unequivocally is going to get you back to how you normally feel?
I have to say, I have been loving my Pilates as a really, because I'm not a Pilates type of person. There's way too much breathing and concentration for me, because I'm a scatterbrain. My brain's all over the place. So for me to do the breathing in the right time, holding my stomach in at the right time, trying to breathe and hold my stomach in at the same time, I mean, whoa, that is like mental for me. And I'm so consumed in trying to do these extremely basic, like, living human functions that I can't actually think about anything else.
Yeah.
So I remember once I drove to Pilates and I read an email just before I went in there, and I was like, oh, something had fallen through, basically. And I was like, oh, that is so annoying. I'm like, I felt really upset, really annoyed, really sad. And then I went into Pilates and I thought, oh, this is going to ruin Pilates now as well, because I'll be, and then I completely forgot about it. And so for the hour that I was in there, I forgot how devastated I was, because I was too busy trying to hold my stomach in and breathe at the same time. So I think that is really good for me, because, I mean, meditating would be one step too far for me, because the idea of me meditating makes me want to literally laugh hysterically, because I don't think I could ever achieve it. I think I know my limits. But a bit of Pilates and breathing and holding stomach in at the right time is enough to, like, almost neutralize my brain. It's like a bit of a reset.
Mm.
So, and also I talk to people. So if I feel bad, I phone Michael, or I'll speak to one of the girls that I work with, because often when you're feeling really low, it's not a real reflection of how things really are. It's your brain or your chemicals, or how you're, you know, if you're really tired, everything seems crap, you know. The people that love you around you will know that actually you're still that brilliant person that they love. And they will say to you, no, it's just a blip, or don't worry about it. Literally, what I always think is, use people how you would like them to use you. So I never, if I think somebody's sad, I love it if they speak to me and I can try and chivvy them up. It gives me such a sense of, like, being relevant, what we were talking about. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, I can do something actually meaningful that makes, if I can cheer someone up, that to me is incredible. So, but I also, because I value how much it means to me when someone else cheers me up, and sometimes it just takes a few little reassuring words. So you need to be able to find your person or people that can lift you up and tell you what you really want to hear, even though not sure what it is you want to hear, but you know it's not your own criticism and, you know, in your head, the voices of, like, your shit, which we all get. I mean, even the most fabulous humans that you just think are like, oh my God, I couldn't even be like that if I tried in for a million years. They get it too. Everybody, human condition. It's the human condition.
I just had psychotherapist Julia Samuel on the podcast, and she refers to it, that internal voice, that internal chorus of your shit. She refers to it as the shitty committee.
I love that. Yeah, it is the shitty committee. That's a good one. I think you have to find your people that, like, can pull you out of it, because there's always someone that can. And also it's nice for them to be able to do it. Like I say, I love it when I can cheer someone up. Yeah. It just, you get and you give, and it's an amazing moment of feeling really good. And I love it. I love, I love, I think sharing is just what is it? A problem halved, or problem shared is a problem halved, or whatever it is, not solved.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like, God, I'm getting all my puns wrong. In a minute, I'll be like, soon I'll be going through how many kind of, can we have a whole conversation in those kind of pun things where I'll be like, I over egged the pudding. And then you'll be like, oh, I can't think of another one. Never mind.
Right. Well, I'm going to let you go because I know that you're filming Wine with Ree soon with me.
Yeah, with you.
But I know. But before I do, I'm curious, do you have a mantra or a saying that you come back to time and time again? We might have already visited it on this podcast, but do you have a mantra or a saying that you come back to time and time again that you feel has really, really helped you?
Keep going. Mm-hmm. Keep going, keep going, never give up. Don't let anyone change what you've decided to do, regardless, you know. And I mean, obviously, if somebody is giving you good critical feedback, that's great, and you can like work that into your plan. But if somebody's trying to scupper you, fuck them. Keep going, just do your thing. The more you paddle and swim ahead, you're making progress and they are not. And this is really, it's not a personal thing like that, but actually, ultimately, you do feel in life that sometimes it's a battle. It doesn't have to be. You go in your direction, let them go in theirs. Don't give up. Keep going. You have not failed until you quit.
Yes. And on that note, thank you so much for joining me. I'll obviously put the links to the blog and everything and Wine with Ree in the show notes and your Instagram so that people can follow. I'm sure they're already following you. But thank you so much for coming on and just being a ray of blimmin' sunshine.
I hope so. I feel like I've spoken a load of old bollocks, but then who knows? There'll be something in there, won't there?
There
thank
will
you,
be.
Emma. Thank you for having me, my darling. See you soon
You're
for a wine.
Always welcome. All right, my love. Bye.
Bye.